This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're now being joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day by Be Delicious. There you have it. Hey, Brian, Mark Melusis with you on the Fan. Thanks for the time this afternoon. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Mark. Merry Christmas. And I hope everybody out there is getting ready to enjoy a great holiday.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, Baldy, I want to ask you, let's start locally here with the Giants. You do a great job breaking down game film. I'm curious, you know, and Giant fans are clamoring for change. What do you see when you watch the Giants here in terms of, do you think this is a well-coached team? Do you question effort? Do you question focus? I mean, results are results. They're terrible, but and they're trending toward having the number one overall pick. What about the philosophy, game plan of this team when you watch the Giants?
Well, it's there. I mean, you can see plays that, you know, have a chance to develop. We've seen moments, not enough of them. You know, block field goals at the end, like that's happened around the league to lose a game or at least not get to, you know, against the Saints to get in overtime. Those kind of things frustrate you. But it's just a broken team. It's a broken team and an injured team. And so you're getting guys to the bottom of the roster that are trying to compete right now. And you know, the Falcons are doing basically whatever they want to do. The quarterback play, it always starts there. It always starts there. I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league for a reason. You got to have a guy that can make plays, not throw interceptions to Jesse Bates and do what Drew Lock did on Sunday. It starts with the quarterback. The Giants know that as well as anybody. And when you don't have one, I don't care what you do as a coach, what kind of innovation, creativity, if your quarterback can't hit a moving target, can't get it to open receivers, everybody's going to look bad.
And that's exactly what the Jets do. Well, let's stay in the quarterback conversation. I want to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's a pathway for him coming back and playing for the Jets in 2025. You know, now he suffered yet another injury, knee injury this past week, and yet another loss. But still, when you look at Rodgers now at this stage, what you've seen last 3 weeks, he's looked a lot more mobile, a lot better in the pocket, a lot healthier. Do you think there's a pathway for Rodgers to be back with the Jets in 2025 or some other NFL team in 25?
I don't think so. I mean, everybody respect Aaron Rodgers, but he missed throws last week. He missed open receivers. He's in a hurry to get the ball out of his hands. That's why it's going to Devontae right now. He trusts Devontae more than anybody else, and the ball's going to him, but he's missing him. He's missed. I mean, look, outside of the opening drive, that was a dreadful offense last week, and he's a part of it. And, you know, it's hard to watch. It's hard. What's hard for me is we've seen great Aaron Rodgers. And it's like it's artistry, what he was has been able to do in this business. But he can't do those things now. And he's sustaining multiple injuries. It's not going to get easier for him next year. The injuries are going to keep happening. It happens to older players in this business. And I just think it would be a mistake for a team, as much as he might be able to give you some weeks, like you're going to get those injuries that come with it. And nobody can protect their quarterback well enough not to take hits. No team can do that. You can't do that to Jared Goff. You can't do that to Jalen Hurts. You can't protect your quarterback enough, not for him to get hit or for him to have to move. Especially if you're a competitive guy and you want to try to make great plays. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to extend plays. You're going to have to throw on the move. And those things have hurt Aaron Rodgers. And he's been hurt because of it.
When you watch this Jet team,
Mark, one other thing is, it's just hard to watch great players. I don't care if it's Joe Namath or Johnny Unitas, guys that stay too long, and you know they can't play at that level that they once could. And it's hard to watch because you remember the greatness. And that's what I want to remember from Aaron Rodgers. I want to remember the greatness, and you only see it in little pieces right now.
That's fair. I mean, you look at it, I mean, it's not saying much, but based on Jets history, he's actually had a good year throwing the football this year, touchdown-interception ratio, but you're not wrong when you look at some of the missed throws. I guess, Brian, when you're watching the film from your eye, from a former NFL player's eye, what's the first tell when a player has been, especially a quarterback, is maybe, you know, squeeze the lemon? Is hanging around too long? What's the first tell? Is it the decision making? Is it failure to recognize? I mean, some quarterbacks have more movement than others. What's the first tell on game film?
I think for Aaron, because of as elite as he has been, he can't always put the ball where he wants to put it. Now, that's you never questioned that before on him. Like, the ball went where he wanted it to go. And right now, he's missing. He's behind guys. He's out front of guys. Not all the time, but enough where you can't, you know, stay on the field on a third down. And then what happens is if you don't generally trust your protection, the protection was pretty good the other day. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good, especially in the opening drive. If you stop trusting that, then you're just going to be in a hurry to get the ball out of your hands, and you're going to miss open receivers. You're going to go to your first target or maybe to the guy that it gets open quicker rather than kind of maybe staying with your progressions, where you miss Garrett Wilson over the middle of the field, where I thought he could have gone a couple of times on Sunday.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season, and playoff time is almost upon us. Brian, let's run around the league a little bit. I want to ask you about the Lions.
Hey,
Love
Mark,
Campbell.
Mark, can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
Like, honestly, I'm a huge Michael Penix Jr. fan. I have been before the draft. I mean, I love the kid. Everybody in the Giants got to, whoever watched that game, like, you watched the kid make his first NFL start in week 16, and he looked good. Even the interception was a drop by the tight end. But, like, he looked good. He made quick, accurate decisions with the football. What quarterbacks have to do, the Falcons put up a big number for the first time in a long time. Like, that's what you, and he didn't even begin to show his athletic ability in that game. But, like, that's what you build around. You build around a quarterback that's smart, got a big arm, makes good, quick decisions, and then you never stop building around that guy. You give him offensive line help, you give him running backs, you give him targets. Like, you never stop building once you're... And I think the Falcons have identified that guy. I just wanted to say that because we all just got a chance to watch him play.
No, I get it, and that's fair. The one thing about Michael, you got to stay... Hopefully he stays healthy. Got hurt a lot in college, for sure. But good start, and clearly a soft landing spot taking on the Giants. But you're right. First NFL start, yes. Did make good decisions with the football.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
As you look at the Lions, Brian, love Dan Campbell. Love his, you know, what his messaging in Detroit, and the city of Detroit loves Lion football as they should. Can they overcome all of the injuries that have hit that franchise to get to where they want to go?
I think they can, Mark, because their offense can be that good. Last week they had Jameson Williams on an 82-yard touchdown, the longest play from scrimmage this year. And He ran right by the free safety. It was a good read by Jared Goff. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs, he could pick up the slack of losing David Montgomery. He's just that good. He hasn't had that role very often where he's the lead back, and so you run it through him and you give him 20-plus carries. You give Jahmyr Gibbs 20-plus carries, I don't care what defense they're going against. He's getting you 100-plus yards. He's just, and in the screen game, he's dynamic. So I feel like offensively, they can still put up 30 on anybody. I don't care where they play or who they play. And so I think they can overcome a lot of the losses that they've had on defense.
Brian, I'm asking you right now to buy into a team stock-wise, and you think they can get to New Orleans in the Super Bowl. Is it Green Bay or Philadelphia? Which team would you invest in?
Well, I would invest in Philadelphia first. I mean, if, you know, Jalen Hurts is okay right now. That offense totally changed as soon as he got hurt in that game. Washington just stacked the box and kind of stopped the running game. But I would say Philadelphia. It's like they played opening game of the season in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I was there for that game. It came down really to the fourth quarter, and the Eagles made some plays where the Packers didn't. But there would be a if they even played each other, it'd be a great game. Green Bay is very well coached, and they could do a lot of things. They take the ball away at almost record numbers right now. The change of defense coordinator was a good one. Jeff Hafley's done a great job. They got three more takeaways last on Sunday, where they're second in the league in takeaways right now. They're a very, very good team, but I think Philadelphia has more ways that they can beat you right now with what they have.
Which team in the AFC, Brian, do you think can go into Kansas City in the playoffs and beat the Chiefs?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we've seen if Cincinnati would get there, they can do it because Joe Burrow is that good. Buffalo can do it. They've done that in the regular season and have not done it in the postseason, but I think they're capable of doing it. If Denver gets there, they've shown you. They beat them last year. They could have beaten them this year if they didn't get a field goal blocked at the end. They play them, you know, this weekend. I think Denver matches up good with Kansas City. They can keep the score down against that team. And, they can do enough offensively to challenge them a little bit like they had 2 years in a row.
You know, Brian, when you look at it, it's a shame. You mentioned Burrow. I mean, the passing game in Cincinnati is just insane with Higgins and Chase. The ability to run the football as well. Mixon has done a nice job in Houston. He left in free agency. But you look at what that Cincinnati offense is. It's a shame that they've not been able to get that defense, you know, up to task, because that offense for the Bengals with Burrow at quarterback is as good as there is in the league.
Well, look, I mean, they put up 38 points in the first loss to Baltimore, 38 points in loss. They put up another 30-plus effort in Baltimore and lost because their defense couldn't hold up. I mean, this is a top five, top three offense in football. And Joe Burrow can put up a big number on anybody. He's going to lead the league in touchdowns this year. He's going to throw 40 or 45 touchdowns before this is over. He knows he has to be close to perfect to win these games. And look, they might win out and still not make it. They need some help. But if they get to the postseason, they're going to be dangerous because of Burrow. Like, he's just, if he could go five receivers every play and just use his speed of decision making to make good decisions, he would play an aerial circus against anybody and put up 40 on anybody. So it is a shame that defensively they've had a string of injuries. They only have one legit pass rusher in Trey Hendrickson. So they are hamstrung defensively, but if they get a couple of takeaways in a game, they could beat anybody.
Now, Brian, is there a Brian Baldinger holiday tradition that you do every single year in the Baldinger household?
Well, we have a Christmas Eve party going on tonight. I mean, the girls are in the kitchen. They're cooking and setting things up. I see a table outside on the balcony. I just know that my job is to stay out of the way. Like, my job is to show up and, you know, sip some red wine and play with all the kids and, you know, generally get Christmas started. I got the Santa role here tonight, and that's
nice.
Kind of my job. I don't ask too many questions. What's on the menu? Who's cooking what? Like, who's bringing what? Who's coming? I just know I show up here at 5 o'clock tonight. I've got my duties.
Well, Brian, you just stay out of the way. That's it. I mean, I try and stay out of the way. Sometimes I still get friendly fire, Brian. You try and stay out of the way.
I know Mark is hard. It's a tough job, Mark. We can't always win.
I know. Well, I never win, Brian. Tell me when I win. I never win. That's the problem you have. Well, Brian, listen, enjoy the party tonight. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Always great talking a little football with you, and have a great weekend. Enjoy all the NFL football, all right?
Yep. My pleasure, Mark. Happy Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to you.
You got it, Brian Baldinger. And that was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.